Good evening, friends, and welcome once again to another edition of the Answer the Call broadcast. Thank you so much for inviting us into your home this evening. Before we get into our lesson tonight, I would like to cordially invite you to be a part of our new Thursday night Bible study that will begin October the 23rd at the Clark Street Terrace, located in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The address is 1740 West Pierce Street, and this particular Bible study will cover an array of subjects as the Lord leads us. This is a new venture of faith for Heritage Baptist Church, and we want to just invite you to become a part of this new, which would become ultimately the birth of Landmark Independent Baptist Church. The study, once again, will begin from 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m., and we will be handing out study outlines in addition to offering coffee and snacks, and that will be provided each Thursday night. Again, this new Bible study, it begins October the 23rd, and the time is 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Clark Square Terrace. If you have any questions or if you would like to get directions clearly, you can reach us at 262-654-4665. Again, that's 262-654-4665. Now then, if you have your Bibles handy, please turn with me to 1 John chapter number 2. 1 John chapter number 2. And once you reach that very important portion of the Word of God, I'll have you look with me at verse number 19. Note the words of John, the beloved apostle. Here it is. This is what he said. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would, no doubt, have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. You know, my friend, people in God's church often ask the question. They'll say, "Preacher, why is it that just when it seems as though things are starting to happen, visitors are attending the services more frequently, people are getting saved, the Great Commission is being fulfilled, and yet some of those in the church who have been there for some time decide to leave for apparent reasons?" Well, let me just say at this particular point, some people who leave the church do so for various reasons. Some of these reasons are rather strange if you ask me, but here you go. These are some reasons why people leave the church. It could be because of the color of the carpet, or it may be because the curtains do not match each other. Or it could be because this person or that person did not shake my hand. Or it may be because there's been a lack of people getting saved in the church. Or even still, it may be because that preacher preached a 3 to 4 hour sermon. That last one reminds me of the story I once heard. I heard a senior preacher once say, "If you can't strike oil in 30 to 35 minutes, sit down, don't bore them to death." What an unusual statement. I think many of you would agree to the truth in that statement. But most people leave church due to various reasons. Now, John, the beloved apostle, brings out another reason, perhaps the greatest reason or even the top reason why people leave a church. And I want us this evening to tap into it tonight. As we go through this particular study, I want to provide you with two key points. The first one we want to look at is this, the separating of those who left church or those who have left. The second one will be the source as to why they left. So then, let us look at our first point, and again, that is the separating of those who left church or those who have left. Well, our text reads like this. The Bible tells us, once again, from this portion of the Word of God, they went out from us. we must ask ourselves the question, who is they that went out from us? Well, to get the answer, I'll have you turn with me to 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 1. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 1. Of course, the fourth chapter in 1 Timothy has much to do with the church in our day. In fact, verse number 1 starts out by saying, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly." That word expressly means now. It means at this moment. The Spirit speak expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Now listen, in that portion of the Word of God, Paul specifically indicates that in the latter times, and once again, just as I've mentioned, he is referring to now, to this times, because, beloved, you know as well as I do that we are living in the latter times. And Paul is saying this. He says, at this moment, some shall depart from the faith. Now, those that depart from the faith, and that portion of Scripture brings it to our attention, is not really the teachers. But those who have departed from the faith are, in fact, the listeners, those who are listening to their teachers. Neighbor, you need to take heed to what you are being taught in your church. It's amazing. I was recently at a church a few weeks ago where I was invited to come and preach. I've never preached at this particular church, nor have I ever attended this church before. And by the way, I will never, ever attend it again. But I was asked to come preach at this specific church. And just before I was asked to come up and deliver the word of God, the preacher of this particular church informed me that his sound man was going to play a certain song. And to my amazement, beloved, the song that was played was called "We Are Family." Friends, can I say this to you? If you go into a church that plays a secular song, any secular song, my advice to you is to get out as quick as you possibly can. Because, beloved, that is not God's church. And we must be reminded of that. Paul said, in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith. Why? Giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Now, as we think in terms of people leaving the church, and of course, as I just indicated, there are some valid reasons why you should. But according to the scripture here in our text in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 1, the Bible gives us a reminder that, yes, people will depart from the church. That word depart, it gives the notion of removing one's self from. Now then, when we compare that statement, removing one's self from, we can liken that unto 1 John, our opening text, verse number chapter 2, verse 19. Where we read, they went out from us. In other words, these spoken of in 1 John chapter 2 were willingly or willfully removing themselves from that church or from the local New Testament church. Now you will note that I said from that church. The Apostle John is not referring to a universal church, nor is he referring to a mystical group of people who make up the bride of Christ. No, my friend, he is not referring to the church as a whole. He is referring to individual, separated, independent, Bible-believing, local New Testament churches. And here we understand that John is reminding us of how in the latter times, or actually how John is reminding us of how that people would leave the church. For he said, they went out from us. What an amazing truth that is. You see, beloved, as we see people leaving the church of God today, we have to understand that there are various reasons why they leave. Some people assume that they leave because of the preaching of God's word. Friend, can I say this to you? If you are a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ, if you preach the death, burial, resurrection of Jesus Christ, friend, you're doing it right. You're not doing it wrong. The Bible makes it perfectly clear that, yes, people will leave, but they will leave for certain reasons. And friends, can I say that one of the biggest reasons why they leave is because they do not want to hear sound doctrine. Which brings us to the next point, and that would be the source as to why they left the church. You'll notice again, if you have that portion of scripture in front of you, as we think in terms of our opening text, the Bible makes it perfectly clear that they left from us because they were not of us. And what a truth that is, what a valid truth that is. It's important. The source is because they were not of us. Listen, many people leave the church not because the building is in need of repair, not because of the music that is being played, not because there are 3 to 4 hour sermons, but because the people, were never tuned in. They were never a part of the body of Christ. Either they had not experienced the new birth, that is, believing and accepting what Jesus Christ did for them on the cross and putting their faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ, or they disagreed with the fundamental teaching that accompanies salvation. That's important. Well, friend, as I look at the clock, we're going to have to leave off here. The next time we get together, we're going to move further into the source as to why they left. And then we're going to close out with the state to which the people are in because they left. Let me ask you, beloved, do you know Jesus as your Savior? Trust Him today. Don't put it off. Don't delay. Call out to Christ. Receive Him as your Savior, and you too can experience the new birth. Will you respond to Jesus Christ? Will you answer the call?